I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And welcome to hour number 3 of Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are in for the vacationing John Rush. Along with me this afternoon is my lovely bride, Carla. Dave Kita has just joined us. He's one of our writer-producers, and he's also a.k.a. Scoop Keats, as a different life, right?
Now they're going to be able to find me.
Thanks. Oh, no! Like nobody knew.
NSA is listening.
Yeah, well, of course, that crack report you did from Boulder yesterday was amazing.
Yeah, Boulder's not
absolutely amazing. Okay, up next is John Zimrick from thestream.org. John, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How you doing, man?
Thanks. I'm freezing my head off here in Dallas.
Freezing in Dallas?
What? It was 16 degrees here this morning.
You've got to be kidding. So do you think?
16 degrees.
So let's put this feather in Trump's cap. Can we now finally say that global warming's over and Trump solved it?
Okay. All the hot air he's provoked from liberals doesn't seem to have warmed up Dallas.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. You know, but when you look at the climate, just real quick, normally if it's cold in North America in winter, it's warm in Russia, because the Arctic air mass moves from one side to the other over the pole, and that causes a lot of the temperature fluctuations. But this particular year, it is cold everywhere up north. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And Russia, I heard somewhere, and I have not verified this yet, but I heard somewhere in Russia it was like 89 below zero.
Wow. You see, there's the collusion. There's the collusion. We're coordinating the weather with the Russians.
See, you're right. I bet you there's an email somewhere out there that says, you know what? We're going to debunk global warming. We're going to make it cold everywhere. Russian collusion. You are absolutely. John, you are the man. You've got this figured out.
I should be in the White House. I could take Steve Bannon's full chair.
You should. Okay, so let's talk about Steve Bannon. You know, I think Bannon did his part in helping Trump get elected. And I think he really helped bring out Trump's popular sides, kind of like what you're writing. I agree with you, what you're writing. So now how does Trump appeal to that voting bloc?
By not betraying us on immigration. Day in, day out, I feel like I'm walking on the knife edge of whether he's going to do the right thing on immigration or not. I think this business about crappy countries, or I've come up with a term for that, Kakistan.
Kakistan, I love it.
Yeah, and the people from these places are Kakistanis. Anyway, the thing about Kakistan, I wrote about that at the stream, I think it may perversely help us, because Trump, on the one hand, doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. On the other hand, really wants to be liked. He's from Queens. I'm from Queens. I know this kind of person. They put on a gruff face, but they ultimately, you know, they want Al Sharpton to come to their dinner. They want Hillary Clinton to think that they're nice. He wants Ivanka to think that he's a good guy, and he would like Ivanka's friends to like him. And I'm afraid that on immigration, there was part of him that was ready to sell us out. I think by talking about the Kakistanis, he has maybe realized that there's no way Chuck Schumer is ever going to invite him to his jacuzzi parties.
Nope.
And he might as well dance with the people that brought him, the people concerned about border security, about welfare being given to recently illegal immigrants, about chain migration, because every single one of these so-called dreamers who's given amnesty, they can help make an American nightmare by inviting in their entire extended family, who can all go on welfare and, more importantly, vote for Democrats.
No, you're exactly right. You know, this is all part of the Cloward and Piven move, too, you know, to overwhelm the system. If you can have a whole bunch of these people come in through their families, what they call chain migration, and you can overwhelm our welfare system and cause it to collapse. And my biggest fear is then, what does it collapse into? Who saves them? Who makes this thing happen? Well, once again, it's bigger and bigger and bigger, more government.
Yeah, you got, I mean, California. You remember, that was Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon's political base.
Yeah.
Now, you've got Kamala Harris and Jerry Brown. I mean, it's really just northern Venezuela.
You know, and it didn't take that long. I mean, when you look at some of the older movies from the 60s and 70s, I mean, California was a Republican stronghold. They would make jokes in some of the movies about being a Democrat in California.
Yeah, and that, now they make jokes about being a Republican, and they make them in Spanish.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Now, John, the other problem we have with all of this, too, is Texas. I mean, if Texas turns blue, you will never have a Republican president again.
No, that's right. And other things, too. Currently, California puts out these crazy left-wing school textbooks.
Yeah.
And if they get accepted by California, they get imposed on half the country. But there is the alternative, school books approved by Texas, which are much more reasonable. And that's a huge market, too. Well, if Texas turns into California East, there'll be no large market for school textbooks that's not leftist. So it'll just advance the indoctrination of the next generation. Just one thing after another. It's a cascading effect. Venezuela used to be a relatively wealthy country, too. Argentina used to be as rich as the United States was in 1925. Then they started adopting leftist politics. So, I mean, I just think we need to be this naked about it. We don't want future Democrats coming into the country.
No, we're...
If we think someone's likely to be a Democrat, we just need to find some way to keep them out. Seriously.
No, John, you're right. We're on the tipping point of no return. And somehow we've got to stop this to preserve our country, or we will just turn into another third world country, lot like those down in South America.
And by third world, I don't mean ethnicity. I mean economics and politics.
And you made the case about Venezuela. Venezuela used to be a very wealthy first world country. It was, you know, it had nothing to do with anybody's color of skin. That's just how they used to be until socialism came about, until the ruling, quite frankly, the ruling class really blew it. And, you know, this is also why democracies never work. Monarchies never work. They can't because of what always happens next.
Yeah, we have a Republican system of representative government. Thank God for the Electoral College, because the Republicans have only won the popular vote once since 1988, and that was in 2004. Once. How these idiot Republican senators and congressmen were in the pocket of the cheap labor lobby. Do they not care that in 20 years there will be no more Republicans in Congress except for a few congressmen from Iowa?
You know, well, you know, they really don't, is because, you know, John, you know this. I mean, I think we're in agreement on this. It's the political class. They're all in it for themselves. They get into Washington for very long, unless they're so grounded in principles and values. Once they're in Washington for a long time, they become part of the political class, and you can't tell the difference between a Democrat and a Republican half the time.
No, that's absolutely the case. So that's what's great about Donald Trump, and that's why the Never Trumpers are so furious, because they're more interested in running the Republican Party and the conservative magazines than they are in making any difference in America.
No,
if you look at all the leaders of the Never Trump thing, they were all George Bush hacks from 2001.
No, you're absolutely right. They hate as much as I don't know how old you are, but I voted for Reagan for president, so I've been around, I saw all that. The establishment,
too, yeah.
the political class hated him as much as they hate Trump today.
Yeah, and they hated Goldwater before that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they destroyed Goldwater. You know, they helped destroy him because they couldn't have that. They couldn't have real change because it ruins their thiefdom. They don't have their fiefdom once they have the real change. And that's what a lot of this is when these people get into Washington. You know, it's how can I gain power, control, and money? I mean, how many congressmen go in poor and come out poor?
Yeah.
Really?
No, they come out and become lobbyists for crony capitalist companies.
No, exactly.
And that's how the free market is destroyed.
Yeah, you are exactly right. So, John, how can people find out more about you and your article and the great stuff that you write?
Go to stream.org, and check out my new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism.
Ooh, and where can people find that?
At Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. It's a kind of vaccine against everything that's been coming out of the Vatican since Pope Francis, you know, stalked in and spray-painted his name on the wall.
Yeah. Okay. And I know you've got to go, but you know, we've been down this road before, and the evangelicals or the Protestant side had better wake up, because if they lose their Catholic counterparts in this culture war, we are in big, big trouble.
And we Catholics need to recognize that evangelicals are our ally, and this Pope is our enemy.
Very, very, very well said. John, thank you so much for joining us on Rush to Reason.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Up next, hey, as you know, the economy is booming, and lots of times every time an economy starts to boom, you start to get inflation. And one of the best ways to stave off inflation is to have tangible assets like gold coins. Get a hold of our buddy Andy Goss today by calling 1-800-HOT-COIN and tell him you heard it on Rush to Reason.
There's an economic storm looming. It will bring dark clouds and torrential rain. And the rising tide of inflation could have you in over your head. Andy Goss from usgoldcoins.com wants to give you the high ground and teach you how to shelter yourself against the impending storm of inflation by collecting tangible and very valuable gold and silver coins. You've seen what happens to the dollar in a storm. It withers and wilts, and you're skeptical of e-money because the power might go out and those ones and zeros will be washed away like sand. Nothing weathers a storm better than gold or silver coins. Go to usgoldcoins.com or call 800-HOT-COIN and mention KLZ, and Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. Secure your future with real, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-HOT-COIN today.
Okay, life choices. If you really want to combat Planned Parenthood and abortion, life choices is your answer. Life choices doesn't take any federal money. None, zip, zero, data. They work strictly on donations, and they've got a fundraiser coming up that's absolutely a blast. Saturday, February 10th is the sharpshooter competition. Now, my family, we were involved in this a couple years ago. It is one of the best family outings you can take your kids on, your wife on, your family on. And not only that, if you register by going on to lifematters.org and enter the promo code KLZ560, you can get $5 off of your registration fee. And then you can spend the $5 on other stuff over there to help Life Choices. So contact them today, Life Matters at Life Choices, by going to lifematters.org and tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Life Choices offers frightened young women the chance to choose. A teenage girl facing an unplanned pregnancy feels like she's been scooped inside of a tornado. Suddenly, her future seems to have been torn from her fingers and swept away forever. She wonders if she'll be able to go to college or even finish high school. Any career goals vanish into the vortex of this new, terrifying reality. She can't think, she can't breathe, and she can't imagine telling her parents. Abortion feels like her only recourse. When she calls the Life Choices hotline, she hears a calm, compassionate voice. A Life Choices volunteer gently guides her out of emotional turmoil, and together they discuss the options available to her. Parent, adopt, or abort. Each one involves real, practical consequences, and Life Choices helps her to make a rational, informed decision. After more than 25 years of service, Life Choices has never met a woman who regretted choosing life. Give her the chance to choose. Donate today at lifematters.org.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. They do everything from new wiper blades to full transmission replacement. At Larry's Auto, they're ready to help you do anything to help you maintain and repair your car. Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir in for the vacationing John Rush. And along with me is our writer-producer Dave Keita and my wife Carla. And we've got Cassie on Facebook Live. And if you want to see what we're... Oh, and Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Charlie actually keeps this whole ship afloat. Keeps this thing running. And Charlie Grimes, you know, spinning the dials radio style. All right. And, yeah, wiki wiki. So he's good. And so there was a movement in Colorado, I think 2 years ago, for the northern part of Colorado to secede from the rest of Colorado. And now California is once again at it. There's been 200 efforts throughout history for California to split up into more than one state. And
Well, lately it's been California has wanted to secede from the U.S.
Yes.
But that's one side of the movement. Now this other side of the movement is now going to do this other, is attempting this.
So basically they want to split it up into their own state.
Yeah.
And so who's leading this?
So it's like a right-wing conservative groups. It's essentially the rural parts of California. So they want to leave San Francisco, it's all coastline, all the way down to L.A., including Sacramento. There's a little part on the map that juts out, and it's a very small part. If you look at the map, it is like 89% of California is part of this new California movement, where the old California would be all on the coast, where L.A., all the way up to San Francisco is.
Where all the nut jobs live.
Yeah, well, see, and that's basically, so I was reading this thing, the movement is actually saying that they are tired of Moonbeam Brown spending so much time on gun control and prattling on about climate change and nuclear war, and that they want to lower their taxes and they don't want to have to pay for all the immigration reforms and all the different things. They want to start their own kind of more practical state.
Well, you know, I mean, quite frankly, I don't blame them.
Well, but the only thing is they would have no voter base just because the, I don't know if you noticed, but urban centers tend to have a lot more people than
Yeah, but they would get two senators. So they would probably actually have more representation by splitting off. Seriously.
Well, they'd be able to vote their
because,
own governor,
Because they would have the same representation then as North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming,
I just think they want to
Montana.
Avoid people like Maxine Waters. And, you know, Jerry Brown, he seems like he's been a whack job in California for a really long time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's true. I think, will it ever happen? No.
It's
not going to happen. Like I just read, you know, there's been movements to try to do this 200 times in the past.
I actually looked it up, and Vegas odds for or against this actual happening, the secession of New California from old California, and Vegas wouldn't even touch it. They don't even want to have anything to do with it. So there aren't any. So
no, it's not
they don't
happen.
Even think that's a long shot.
But you know, in theory, you would actually be, as a Western Californian, I mean, Eastern Californian, you'd be better off.
Old California is what they call it.
Okay, old California.
New California, which sounds like a pretty crappy pop band.
So you're right, it does. But when you look at the split, you look at that Eastern California, if it were to become its own state, that's the agricultural state.
California is the sixth largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
Because of agriculture.
Yeah. No, you're right. So it would be a good move for those people if they could actually pull it off.
Maybe. Who'd run it?
Okay, what's the downside?
Who'd run it?
What's the downside?
I mean, there's just all sorts of things. I think that there's.
I mean,
more...
North Dakota runs itself fine. South Dakota runs itself fine, and they're lightly populated states.
Hey Dan, does Nostradamus predict the split?
I don't think so.
I think it's a pretty silly movement. I don't blame them for wanting to. I just think it's kind of cool to see that it's the opposite, because the liberals have been wanting to secede California, that's where most of these attempts to secede, all of California, from the U.S., which, I mean, what, California is not going to become its own country because they need more federal funding than almost every other state. So I don't understand how they'd be able to do that. Now, this new movement is kind of a more practical route, but it seems just like children fighting. It reminds me of children fighting.
It says the new state as envisioned would exclude parts of California along the coastline from Orange County north to Napa County. New California would include all other parts of California, including San Diego County, leaving the coastal stretch as California.
I just think that they should maybe encourage everybody to vote, to educate themselves about the vote, maybe take back the state through voting. Maybe that would be a better, maybe do things like don't vote for Jerry Brown. Don't vote for Maxine Waters.
Yeah, but it's lost because everybody in that area that they want to secede from, which is most of the population.
I don't think they're lost. I don't think they're. You were talking about how this whole liberal thing is on the tipping point. Movements like this, I think, show that there's a lot more of us out there that are thinking about it, that really want to take back where we live. And
yeah, but
we like where we live.
Yeah, but we're outnumbered. There's a couple of things you can't beat. Luckily right now, you know, Donald Trump has slowed down the immigration rate. I mean, right now they're saying it's at an all-time low, the illegal immigration rate. But you know, there are certain things. This is why we have such a problem with the battle on Islam. How do you beat a birth rate when you've got white conservatives not having babies? When you've got other minority groups coming in and having huge families with totally different sets of ideals than what the principles and values than what we have, than what have traditionally been the American principles and values. How do you eventually beat that?
Well, I think that what we do is, like I said, through education, through showing people the right way to do it. John, I think his name was John, was just on.
John Zimmerich, yeah.
Yeah, he was just on, and he was talking about how these are potentially Democratic voters. I mean, that may be true. We do have a lot of immigration in this country, more than any other country, more than a lot of countries combined. We have a lot of immigration in this country. That's because we live in a great country where we have things like the First Amendment, which is we're the only country to have that. And that what makes us the freest country in the world is one of the reasons so many people want to move here. And we have very good social programs. But what we need to do is accept these people here with open arms, not all of them. I like the idea of a merit-based immigration reform. I think that we wouldn't be the only country to do that. I think that it would be nice to have better immigrants. However, I don't think that everybody, just because they're from some place that we don't find this, we don't have the same values, our values don't line up exactly, doesn't mean that they can't come here and think logically and vote the right way. And we could teach them how to do that. That's what we're doing right now.
We are.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I try to do.
Maybe we're doing that on this radio show. But I'll tell you what, the public education system is not doing that.
No.
And that's where most of these people are being flocked right into.
Like a pendulum swings one way, it's going to swing back the other way, and it always does.
I don't know. I mean, when you look at what's happened to Colorado, just Colorado alone. Since I've been here for 9 years.
I mean, it's changed a lot. You're right.
Yeah,
it's
changed to the left. It hasn't changed to the right. It hasn't changed the conservatism.
That's in one part of a when the next generation came up and started voting. Now the next generation after them, when they come up and started voting, which way do you think it's going to go? You think that people are going to grow up watching all these crazy social programs, watching governments go, you know, go bankrupt? You're going to watch places like Denver where if you get pulled over and you're a citizen of Colorado, you're going to go straight to jail. However, if you're not a citizen of Colorado, you're not a citizen of the U.S., what can you do? Go hide in a church basement and you're going to be fine? You know, like, how long do you think people are going to be putting up with that?
A lot longer than any of us want.
But it's because a lot of the people that are voting, a lot of people who are kind of coming into power and where there's a lot of them, and the loudest, shrillest people around is what they are. Those are the people that are saying that this is okay. And eventually, all the other people are going to say, no, I guess what I have to do is be shrill.
Does it have to get worse before it gets better?
I hope not. Every day I think, oh, this is as bad as it can get. This is as bad as it can get. And it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Well, I mean, when you have, and yeah, let's bring up Ken next. Ken, welcome to Rush to Reason. How you doing?
Hey, doing real good there, Dan. You know, this is my thought, you know, and tell me how you'd work around this, because I know how Democrats think. Well, I think I do. Anyway, I know California has so much debt. You just mentioned that, you know, just like Detroit. Well, I know how the Democrats, if they were to split off, they would say, well, we're going to divide all the debt per person equally. So then the new part, that's the conservative part, they would have so much debt hanging over their shoulders. You know, how are you going to overcome that? I mean, they're not going to split it off and say, we're going to take all the debt just because we made it.
No. You bring up a good point there, too, and I don't know what the formula, how that would all work out. But you know, that's a good point. But, you know, how long do you have to put up with this? I mean, just because you're part of a state or, you know, that's why it's part of some, you know, some people want to secede from the union was, you know, I don't remember signing a suicide pact. You know, I don't remember signing up for this. And just because all these people move in to Western California, change the whole state in a matter of four decades from a strong conservative state to the strongest liberal state, and you're sitting there going, "What the heck happened to my state? What the heck happened to my we're going to be saying someday, what the heck happened to my country?" What do you do with that?
What do you think about the possibility that even though we don't like necessarily the new tax plan, that's what they were after, was busting up those states, because all the states that have property tax skyrocketed and everyone else is paying for it. This, with this new tax plan, we won't be.
No, that's the one part I really like. If they would have just lowered the tax rate for everybody and done that, I would have been happy, and of course the corporate tax rates, and do what they did on not being able to deduct your state taxes over a certain amount. Yeah, I mean that's great, because you know that's the only way you're going to call them on all this spending, all this tax and spending, because we've all been subsidizing that.
So, what do you think the possibility that's all Trump was ever after, but he had to hide it?
I don't know. I don't know how to speculate that, but. This is the first time I've seen that happen or even be proposed, and for it to pass and be signed off is really quite a miracle, if you ask me.
I think it's exciting because it kills Michigan, it kills California, anyone that has super high how do you pay $24,000 property tax? That's nutty.
No, it really is. But and Ken, I really appreciate the call. Okay, let's do this. Anil, hang tight. Let's see, what do we got coming up? This Front Range Mortgage VA loan. If you are a veteran and you do not have a VA loan, you may be paying way, way, way too much for your mortgage. Front Range Mortgage, Brian Murphy, 303-500-1900. Tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
If you are a Colorado veteran and you are not in a VA mortgage, you've probably been lied to. If you're a veteran and not in a VA mortgage, 99% guaranteed, you're paying too high a rate, throwing away thousands of dollars a year to a bank that will never tell you they're taking you for a ride. As a vet, you're entitled to use a VA loan over and over again. You should be paying zero in mortgage insurance, and you can take out 100% of the value of your home for paying off credit cards. Your bank is never going to tell you how much you're throwing away, but I will. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only mortgage team that has helped hundreds of veterans to drop their mortgage insurance, save thousands, lowering their payments, and pay off high-interest credit cards. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much we can save you. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, if you find yourself in a car accident, don't think you can handle the insurance company on your own, and you're especially in a big disadvantage if the insurance company is representing both parties. Then really look out. Kevin Flesh, trial-tested, trial-ready. Give Kevin a call today. Find out how he can help you out. 303-806-8886, and tell him you heard it on Rush to Reason.
I was in a car accident, and I was hurt. Bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't work. My insurance company is not treating me like family, like the commercial said they would. My car was totaled. I had some savings, but all of that is gone now. And on top of all of this, the person who hit me didn't have insurance at all. I don't know what to do.
After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now to get your life turned back around.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003 or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir for the vacationing John Rush. Along with me is my wife Carla and Dave Keita, one of our writers, producers. Up next is Anil. Welcome to the program, Anil. How you doing?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing good. So, Anil, you and I, we've been friends for a while. Am I way off on this? Straighten me out, man.
I would say I think it's a fallacy to think that you can change somebody when they get here. Let me use my history. My parents are came from India in the early 70s. I was born here. And many Indians are high on education, do great in school, get great jobs, are involved in different types of leadership. But about 90%+ are all Democrats. And it doesn't change because they come to the cities and the school systems are all Democrat aligned. And so India has a history of socialism until about 1992. And people actually support socialism within the Indian community in regardless of all the success that they had here. So I think that for you, anyone to think that you can automatically change someone is a fallacy that's not very productive.
So in other words, what you're saying is that our new batch of immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, are going to gravitate towards the socialist model.
They're going to gravitate towards something that they came from because that's what they feel safe for. For example, in your former state of Minnesota, many Somalians, they've done interviews with them. Some of them have no problems with bringing in Sharia law because that's exactly what Somalia supports, and that's what is enacted there. And to think that we can change them is very difficult unless you get the children through a conservative school or an understanding of a good school system. It's going to be very difficult to do that. So in California's situation, to think that now all of these immigrants that come in illegally, first of all, they've already rejected the U.S. law. And then they come in, and all of a sudden they're going to support the Constitution and the platform. The Constitution at minimum, and believe in no government assistance and all that. I think that's a complete fallacy. California is falling apart because these people are coming in getting free money from so-called free money from taxpayers, and that's where the big problems are. You can't change people overnight, especially coming from countries that have socialism as their motto.
It doesn't make sense to me why somebody would leave a country where they were to go to another country to prosper and bring all the parts about their country that they left. Why would they do that? Why does that happen? Do you have any idea?
It seems just because it's even come to that. I understand what you're trying to say, but the bottom line is people are going to hold on to what's comfortable to them. A lot of people, even in our own country, believe that the government is the best provider for the individual, not the individual themselves. And these people have lived in America for generations.
Well, Anil, to make your point, just look at what's happened to Colorado by the influx of people from California. I mean, we've had something like 250,000 Californians move into Colorado. And look, it's taken it from a primarily red state to pretty much now a blue state, because what it is they think it was something else that really caused the turmoil and the problems that happened, not their political ideology, not the fact that the state should be providing for all this, not the fact that the taxes are like this. It's just somehow it all got out of whack.
Well, and by all rights, California should be booming because of all of the resources that they have, and so they have so many things that generate so much money. California should be one of the richest places that there is.
Yeah, of course, but they are in financial trouble right now. I mean, again, if we're looking at the Ellis Island situation, many of these people came from Europe. There was a link here with Christianity, regardless of what sector, you know, division. There was some type of link there because they had a common history, per se. Now you're dealing with multiple countries around the world. Many people want to come to the United States. They know that here they can have economic freedom, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they believe in the Constitution and other things that they're going to gravitate to it immediately. It takes time, and you know, again, we have many thousands of people waiting legally overseas to come to America, and we're also now telling people who broke the law to come in here that you're welcome here, and we're going to take care of you. We're sending mixed messages here, and the question now is, what type of America are we projecting, and what type of America are we going to teach inside the United States?
Really good point.
Well, you know, if the Donald Trump administration can change the image of America from that of the previous administration, then maybe we have a chance. But you can't combat when the former administration had the Department of Agriculture put up billboards in Mexico City saying, "Hey, here's how you get on the U.S. welfare program if you make it across the border." That's all they're focused on. They're not focused on the rest of it. Anil?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, the thing here is, again, we have to stand by our laws. We are a nation of laws. We are a nation that supports the Constitution and freedom for all people that come here legally. And, again, we have to project ourselves correctly to the world so that the people can then determine, is this the America I want to come to? The America of the past, many people want to be here. There's a lot of freedom. But what we're saying today across the world is our Constitution really doesn't matter and our laws don't matter. And that's projecting a different type of group of people. So
you know, and thanks, Neil, for the call. But, you know, whether Donald Trump said it or not, you know, called these other countries a crap hole or not, by doing that, by calling the other countries a crap hole, he's basically saying that we're not. And you know what? We're not going to have you come to our country and turn it into one. And quite frankly, I agree with him. David, you're up next. Welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, I was going to contribute to an earlier comment, but Neil brought up some points that I wasn't thinking about, and I'll assimilate it here really quick.
Okay.
The key word is assimilation that we mention when we think of Ellis Island immigration, but, okay, that assimilated from Europe, but there were dictatorships. My history is a little sketchy about some of the countries, but there were monarchies, and unlike what our country is portraying as far as government goes, the other part of it is you bring in the Asian migration. Some of it was the Asian countries that came here to help the Chinese, I believe it was the Chinese, yeah, that built the transcontinental
right.
Railway, am I thinking correctly?
Yeah, you're right on that.
Okay. They would have brought, and I'm going too far back, but let's bring the Ming Dynasty in. Let's bring this in. And that didn't happen. They actually assimilated over time. So did the Japanese. They didn't bring in, religion came with them, but not the form of government. And their mindset, they assimilated into our country.
And part of how, you know, David, especially through Ellis Island, because I'm not real up on all the history, especially, you know, how the Chinese came across and all that kind of stuff. But I know that when you came through Ellis Island back in the day, you didn't just come here and they dump you off of the shore. You had to have a sponsor. You had to have somebody that's going to show you the ropes. And you had to have somebody that showed you how to become an American, how you assimilated into our country. And without that, you just got the balkanization of America, basically, because the left has come across and said, nope, have your culture. Do your own thing. We don't need the American culture. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in, because those other cultures don't have the respect of law. They have the respect of people. And when you have that, and we're starting to see that now come into our own culture, when we're respecting certain classes, respecting certain types of people over the law, that's when you have lawlessness.
Yeah, I think you made two very different points there. I think, one, you should, America is about being able to mix cultures. You should be able to have your own culture in America because that's the type of freedom that we promise you. That's the type of freedom that America promises. However, we should have respect for the laws. And I think that that's where we get all mixed up is now we're making all these special concessions for certain people that have certain cultures because we have this special class of citizen and they need to be taught that they should obey the laws. And I think the only way to do that is by enforcing the laws. I don't think that saying that you can't come here and bring your culture, I think that's the most un-American thing you can possibly do.
No, but it can't
be
the
laws.
Be the dominant culture. What we've done now is we've
that's the point. Is there should not be a dominant culture. We have everybody from everywhere here. That's
right.
What
that
we
used
are.
To be the American culture, but it's not anymore.
No, it is
because there is no assimilation. There
it's
is no
supposed to be
because we're separating everything. David, thank you for the call. Okay, up next is Bruce Simmons. And if you're 62 years or older and you have a home, you might be in the market for a reverse mortgage. Get a hold of Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage, 303-467-7821.
When you choose KLZ's reverse mortgage specialist, you get a lender for life. Bruce Simmons kept the same phone number since 1999, nearly 20 years ago. When he left another company to join American Liberty Mortgage, Bruce brought the phone number with him so previous clients could contact him with questions. Bruce only gets paid once when the loan closes, but you remain his customer forever. It's not unusual for Bruce to receive calls 10 years later from clients who want to refinance. Bruce even hears from family members when a previous customer passes away, and he gladly meets with them to address concerns. Of all the loan officers in Colorado who originate reverse mortgages, hardly any of them boast more than 2 years of experience, and far fewer remain available for decades after the loan closes. Bruce Simmons commits to your loan for life. Call KLZ's reverse mortgage specialist at 303-467-7821. Now and always.
Okay, so if you're tired, no, just kidding. You can't go shooting the invasion. But anyway, if you want to get brushed up on your shooting, my wife and I, we went there today, Bristlecone Shooting, and it is just literally a blast. And not only that, the guys along the range there will help you. And if you have any problems, your gun jams, or you don't know how to do this or that, they're so helpful. It's absolutely unbelievable. Bristlecone Shooting, 303-985-0989. Check them out and tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Carla Muir, Dave Keita. Let's see, we got Charlie Grimes spinning those dials, doing the stuff. We got Cassie George on the Facebook Live. And, of course, let's not forget producer Ann for lining up this show today. And thanks for all of your help everywhere. Okay. And, okay, Dave. Let's talk about this.
Okay, let's talk.
Let's talk. So the thing of it is that there is an American culture. And you
can't, there's an amalgamation of every other culture in the world.
Yeah, but the problem is now we've stopped doing that. We have all this balkanization going on. You know,
Have you ever been to Chinatown in San Francisco?
Yeah, and it's a farce to think they don't speak English. That's all part of the act when you go there.
I know, but because they're comfortable and they want to be around other people.
No, exactly. But what you've got now is you've got people coming up from the South that never learn English.
But
they are at a disadvantage. They start working for slave labor. it doesn't work. You've got to assimilate into the culture.
Coming here illegally is breaking the law. That's exactly what I was saying. You come here, you obey the laws. We have certain laws for certain reasons. All of them are for a certain reason. I mean, we have a bunch of weird laws out there that are made by the crackpot liberals that are actually supposed to punish us rather than other people who don't break the laws. However, if we actually could dial it back, make real laws that where everyone is supposed to obey, it doesn't matter what culture you come from. Coming here and saying something to somebody from Somalia who comes here and then their family comes and says, oh, we need Sharia law here, they'd be like, no, that's ridiculous. We already have laws here. And bringing in new laws, that's what I'm saying. You bring your culture. That's what makes us great. There's other countries in the world where you can't go down one street and get an Italian food restaurant, a Mexican food restaurant, a Somalian food restaurant, a Nepalese food restaurant. You can do that here. There's a really good Nepalese restaurant right around the corner. Yak and Yeti. It's awesome.
Nepal.
Like the country of Nepal.
Up by India.
Oh. It's really good. Yak and Yeti. It's awesome. Anyway, free plug for them. But what I'm saying is there's other places where you can't do that, okay? I don't think we should do, because there's other places, okay? And we get a lot of flack.
But
we get a lot of flack here for not being inclusive enough. However, it's like there's a huge push now that, that we're supposed to be paying for the sins of our fathers because at one time there was slavery here, all right? A lot of people forget that we didn't start slavery. We ended it. A lot of people seem to forget that for some reason.
We did.
That's the type of law I'm talking about. You come here from places where slavery still exists, still happens every day. Today, it's happening.
Yes, but
slavery is happening today in other countries. And then they come here to avoid that, but then bringing it with you, that's where we should draw the line.
But that's what's going on. When you've got judges in Michigan saying that certain Islamic rituals are okay to be performing that should never be performed. There are things that are going on like that. But the other thing is, too, is government documents should all be in English. Period.
I mean, I disagree with that.
Period.
I disagree with that completely.
That is
we don't
part
have a national language.
And we should.
Most of us speak English.
We should have a national language. Government documents should be in English. There shouldn't be all this. There shouldn't be 16 different kinds of languages
out there
for government documents.
There should be every kind of language.
Because not only that, okay, so if you're going to have government documents in 15 different languages, I want every road sign in this country in 15 different languages.
No, you should have to. So if you can't read English at all, then that's not good. You shouldn't be able to immigrate here.
Okay,
I agree.
Read English. All government documents should be in English.
I don't agree with that because English is not our national language. We don't have an official language.
It should be because it's a uniting thing. It's a uniting thing that would make us all part of being Americans.
I mean, no. What makes us united as Americans is all of us accepting that we're Americans.
Americanish should be the only language.
Americanish.
I wish I had that sound bite. I could play that. Okay, so let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair, unlike Dave, cares about your wallet. Extreme Auto Repair, unlike Dave, likes you.
I love everybody.
So Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster, he'll take care of you. He'll take care of your wallet. 303-841. What's that?
He'll take care of you no matter where you're from.
Yeah, but you better speak English. Anyway, Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops will go ahead and replace your belts only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check for no extra cost. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become. So Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Alrighty, welcome back to Rush to Reason. Michael, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan. I apologize. I don't know your guest name.
Well, it's not really a guest. He's one of our writer producers, Dave Keita.
Ah, okay, Dave. So I have to admit, I do not agree with you at all, Dave, because part of assimilation is learning the language. And yes, our national language is English. All of our founding documents are written in it. All of our laws are written in it.
I understand that that's the most common language that we have here. However, we do not have an official language in the United States.
Oh, please. Can I just, like, give you a liberal vest? Can I just give you, like,
I'm
a progressive liberal, and I think all languages.
I'm stating facts. We don't have an official.
The thing is, though.
I understand what you mean. And
we need to keep that as part of the assimilation, because if we don't have that, then we're catering to other people. And then that's what started us on this snowball effect. And the situation that we're in, because, oh, if we're going to cater to your language, why don't we cater to your culture? If we're going to cater to your culture, why don't we cater to your special holidays and start making it part of our government? Then why don't we start catering to other things? And then that makes us not a nation of laws and not a nation that was founded on certain principles. Now we are a nation of, oh, do what you please and we'll let it go by because we don't seem to care.
But you're only saying it from our point of view, from our English speaking point of view, catering to us as not we're not catering to somebody else.
Oh, police. America is an English speaking country. You're gonna make my eyes bleed. My ears explode. Oh my gosh, Michael.
I see where you're coming from.
The minute they make that document in Spanish, then they start making the documents in Chinese. Then we are not remembering the part of the assimilation that makes this country the best is we all speak the same language so we can communicate, we can understand each other, and then we can move forward in assimilating with each other to make the big melting pot.
I got to cut you off, Michael. Michael,
thanks
love
for the
you.
Call.
And,
for
oh,
the call.
By the way, ciao, baby. Okay, see ya. All right.
I'm just saying that reminds
whatever.
Me.
Whatever. I don't even know any other languages say goodbye in. Aloha. Other, adios.
Arrivederci.
Whatever.
Arrivederci.
Sayonara. All righty. That's it. Denver's Afternoon Rush. Carla Muir, thank you. Cassie George, Charlie Grimes, Dave Keats, Ann Muir, our producer, thank you. John Rush, thank you. Have a great night, everybody.